Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Celtic Now and Forever podcast. My name is Ryan Clifford. This week, joining me in the panel is Jerry Docoro once again. Jerry, how's things, mate?
Aye, all good, mate. All good.
Obviously it's a bit of a negative podcast once again. This season it's been a bit of a turbulent season. It's a reaction podcast regarding the Ross County game yesterday, as recording today. Obviously, Jerry, disappointing result. We're kind of numb for it all now. Again, you were kind of texting during the game how bad it was. How was your kind of first thoughts after the game, mate?
It's just feels as if it's Groundhog Day again. Ryan, it's getting a bit... I'm kind of lost for words now about how to describe the game. Like we were just speaking about off air there, once Ross County got the free kick in the position they got it, and you sort of were resigned to losing a goal, as if the confidence just dropped, because, and as I say, anything that comes in the box higher than 6 foot, we just sort of we don't know what to do with it. Going forward again, very, 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 very slow, very predictable. Just there was wee flashes of brilliance for Tumble again, which sort of wasn't impressed with his performance, obviously because it was another defeat. But he was a sort of a half shining light, if you get me. He was the one that sort of tried to make things tick. But as I say, he's gone forward. No good enough, and defensively, same again. Like it's been most of the season, mate. Very, 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 very average, and it's obviously culminated on his being 18 points behind, which is no great.
No, it's the same mistakes every week, isn't it? And people who are listening to us and listening to other people, and it's the same stuff you're mentioning every week, and people may get bored of it, but it's there's nothing else to really kind of speak about. It's how really poor we've been. And I know we've run a wee run, and but that wee run should have been maybe the start of the season, and he's trying to, even the shishy pressers, it's just a lot of things where you're thinking the guy's just, he's away from what we're expecting now. Again, you're talking about the defence, Jerry. My initial thoughts after the game, mate, it was numb again. You're not even getting any, the anger's finished now, isn't it, really?
As I say, I speak to three guys about the day, and they're all saying the same. It's like, just put us out of our misery now. I mean, it's the fall from where we were, maybe started about 18 months ago. We sort of seen wee displays of being very average creeping in. Then we've went for competing in Europe and in games where we've had big results at Park Road and then away from home last year in Italy. Top of our group to being this year picking up 4 points, sorry. Knocked out of the Champions League early doors. It's just sort of that's the decline we've went on. If you get me, we've just went for up here to, we've just gradually went down and down and down and down and now, but we've basically last night was, I don't know if you agree with me, wasn't far away from rock bottom last night. That Ross County were bottom of the league, got to remember. I mean, they're the bottom of the league for a reason, and we never even competed to win the game. I mean, as we're speaking about it off air, you don't mind results like that during the season if you've battered a team, you've had 73% possession, like we're talking about. and they got the part of the score. That these things happen, but we never competed at all last night, which is very, it's alarming to see. You know what I mean?
As Lennon says, I know we had all these best possession, but possession in football these days, you can have 8% possession, as you've said, part of the team, but if you're not going to actually score the chances, then you've need to find right to win the game of football, because the chances will go into again, Christie missing and Tuard, and see, even though we created chances, it was like, I just didn't see where a goal was coming from. It was only really the last 5 minutes where, again, I think we've had it all season, where it's been as soon as we get a goal against us, it's eight, let's start playing it quicker. Why don't they do that for the start of the game? Every game, again, I spoke about the last podcast with Robert, the first 10 minutes of every game, the last, I would say, 10 games, balls away. Balls are going out the park, balls are going out, and you're like, what? Good players don't, we associate them as good players, but good players don't make the mistakes. And from, as we've said, it's all about the fans, and there's no pressure, there's no fans, there's no pressure on them. So for me, it's, I don't know what it is, but for me, it starts with the game. We're getting the ball away far too much, and I think it's creating man every game now.
And you know, every player breeds on confidence, right? So if you're talking about that there, you like to get a touch of the ball early, and if you're, for talk's sake, you're a right back, right, and you've got two options here, Dunoke inside. But inside's a 5-yard pass to keep it simple, but you see a run for a striker out wide, and you can maybe shift it down the line about 50 yards. These players, are they making that pass anywhere? I should say it's going out the parts, or it's going in the 5 yards and back. It's all very, 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 very still. There's no movement. But whereas before, with Rodgers' team, first time, every time we get the ball, it doesn't matter where you're on the pitch, it was heat up and go forward with it. They look forward all the time. They were making passes that were adventurous. Aye, all right, some of them don't work, but nine times out of ten, these passes were finding a player. And before you know it, you're 25 yards for goal for one pass instead of just noting it back in. But last night, it was going for Ayer to Brown, back to Ayer, to Welsh, to McGregor. They four were just, and it was, occasionally we'd try and knock it wide to the boy Kenny or whatever, but it was just, there's flatness all over the camp, even for the three stooges at the side of the park. I mean, that's I know it's with the iPads and I don't even know how to work an iPad. Do you know what I mean? As if what's on that iPad is just a blank, but this is a blank page. There's nothing this inside their heat. There's just nothing there anymore. You know what I mean?
I see on the iPad stuff and. Yourself, your group chats, people are sending them memes, aren't you? Like, is this what you're coming to now?
Aye.
Memes about our iPad at the side of the park.
We're the laughing stock of football, you know what I mean? Which is, it's hard to take to get around. For 9 years I've been gloating, and that's more regret, as I've never done it more, you know what I mean? Let's just keep with this, you know what I mean? You see it now, and when the coin slipped out of side, you're like, this is grim, but you just got to bite your tongue on, mate, as they say, innit?
Because obviously, the lineup to start off with, one man up front for me, away to Ross County, is absolutely criminal, man. Even when I played myself, I hated one man up front. I don't like... It's different if you've got to play PSG or you're going to play Barcelona. Or maybe even a game at Ibrox, but you see, at Ibrox, I still think we've got to go two-man up front. So, see, in general, I hate one-man up front. See, if I go out to Barcelona and maybe try to get a point, or they're trying to keep the score down, fair enough, right? But you're playing Ross County, second boat in the league, hardly won a game all season. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, why are you playing Ryan Christie up front with Edward? You've got three midfielders sitting, and you've got two strikers on the bench. Why are you putting my food up front? And as much as Edward was poor, and we'll talk about him, it didn't help him, no having a striker up front, because if he's got the ball in, who can he bounce it after? Because Christie's a heedless chicken. And for me, Christie again, the ball was coming up to him and the ball was going to park.
Wait. Last night we lacked width, I thought.
Aye.
There was no width. But you look at the lineup, and it looked like a 6-4. With nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
McGregor and Brown with the back four, and Turnbull, Rogic and Christie, who are all sort of a similar players, the false, the number 10 role, false 9, whatever you want to call it. And then Edouard just looked like a lone ranger up there. He said, just as we're talking about half, looks like that Sunday night Dingwall. Nah, no chance, don't fancy this. Whereas maybe if he did have somebody up him, it gave him a wee spark. Because look at the last time up there. Probably arguably one of our best performances, 5-0.
Aye.
They blew them away. And then as you said last night, as if the lineup had his beat before we even kicked the ball. We did lack width. It just seemed to be everything was played in the 18-yard box, the width for the 18-yard box last night. There was no to get up, but it was the same as Rush County had a game plan and it worked. Just they defended the way we should be defending. Anytime they got the ball, it was out their feet, Rose Ed. I mean, they cleared everything. All right, we'd a couple of half chances. We weren't even clear cut. Oh, they've made a couple, don't get around with Christie, but even the ones that come across the box, the two mishits, Faye Edward and Tumble, I think it was. There was a Ross County defender there trying his hardest to be a nuisance, get in front of the ball. You know what I mean? That's probably why they never connected to it. But the team just looked as if they were disorientated, as if they didn't know what they were doing last night. I don't know if it was a new system or whatever, but it just didn't work at all. No, for me anyway.
To see all this, see even like he's went for playing like 4-4-1-1, 4-5-1, then he changed it to the diamond at Ibrox. It was kind of working, and then he's changed it again. Scott Brown, I think, in an interview after Dubai, he says we were working on 4-4-2 in Dubai. So why are you working something you're not going to use? I just don't. Again, Neil Wirth, you've got three midfielders, Brown, which, again, as much as he's maybe come to an end and he's 35, for me as well, I think Brown's getting made up to be, again, a bit of a... He's getting made up to be a dud because he's playing in games where he doesn't need to play. He's not getting kept fresh anymore. And it's just... Why... The only thing I can say with Brown is I've noticed more, he keeps coming out to the centre-backs to get the ball. Let Ian Welsh take up the park. Let them take it up and it gets us up the park. And for me, Ross County need to come and get the ball off you, so it leaves space for Edward or Christie. But for me, I don't think, again, I agree with you, mate. It just looks flat. I think Robert's mentioned that a few times in the previous podcast. There's no plan B. He's got plan A. And then when it comes to the subs, it's the same subs every week. Mainly as well. It's the same subs.
Last throw of the dice, 80 minutes. If, like, so last night you're struggling, you're getting Elanusu, he's your last throw of the dice. Look at Brian, that was probably the keeper's best save. Mm-hmm. Elanusu last night, I thought it was in, to be honest with you, but it was a good save. But they just didn't. Just like the full season, mate, they just didn't get going at all last night. A point I wanted to actually make to bring up the last time we talked about it was coming up my head there about Taylor, but the left backs. I think we were too hasty to let Johnny Hayes go. I thought he'd have done us a turn this year at left back, but I meant to mention it the last time, just when we were talking about the lineups there. A game like that, mate, I suited him last night, playing him even left mid. Aye. I mean, just get yourself at the touchline, but obviously he's not the club anymore, but I thought he would have, this year he'd have probably done as a turn. Obviously we didn't know we were going to get all the injuries that we did and suspensions and COVIDs and all the rest of it, but I thought he would have been him and Craig Gordon. I thought if they'd have kept day two, we could have, it might have been a better position. I mean,
it's just totally, I done a tweet the other day and I think a lot of people would be tweeting it. I get quite a lot of likes. Just think people were kind of agreeing with me. I was like, it was a photo of Sinclair, because he done an interview the other day with the Sun, and he basically says that because I set my standards so high that the fans were thinking that I wasn't really doing well in my second and third season, but I was still scoring over 15 goals. I was still contributing, which is, I agree with him. And I think fans maybe look now and realise the job St Clair did day. I know he was maybe coming to, it was maybe his time was coming to an end of it, but see the thing for me, and I think anybody that's watching the live stream or listens to the podcast, that see as soon as he played Lewis Morgan or Scott St Clair, it's alarm bells in my opinion, mate. Alarm bells right away. You've gone for it, you're playing a guy who's just come up for St Mirren against an experienced journeyman who scored you, was it 50, 60 goals in how many games? Experience in Champions League qualifiers, experience, and you're playing him against Close Away from Home. For me, again, I don't know what it is with Lennon. It seems to be like, as I called him, the old guard. He was kept playing the same players all the time. Didn't he want to play the guys who were on form? And again, Tumble and Sorrow, they were on form, dapped him again. I was just playing him and just... But the thing with St Clair, mate, for me, it was... You're talking about Johnny Hayes. Let him go, then they replace him. Let St Clair go, then they replace him. Let Simonovic go, then they replace him. Last year, they let Boyata go, then they replace Boyata. You've signed one centre-back, really, in a year and a half, apart from Julian and Duffy. Two centre-backs. I think that's that, isn't it? Anybody else you can think of? If you are...
We've had what do you call him? He's been playing Beaton at a position at centre back, so you could, you know what I mean? There's another old brigade, you know what I mean? Part of the old brigade gang you're talking about there, but don't get me wrong, he spoke about being loyal to players and the players have been loyal to him and blah blah blah, but it's actually, I think it's one of these transition seasons we were always going to be in between guys. So many, you can only play so good for so many length of time, and we've done it for 4 years, right? And we spoke about it today. The fitness is the biggest year, the 10, and it's just the arse has collapsed for the start, for the get go, for the ball and goalie scenario. But these players have got to take a responsibility, I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are should be going like that. Look in Celtic Park going, there's not one fan in here due to this. They're on the hoose watching it and they've paid their money for their season books and we're giving them this dross. You know what I mean? So, don't get me wrong, Lennon's not exactly covered himself in glory, but the players have got to take responsibility after being in the position of being winning four trebles in a row. It's not as if you've come off winning a league here and a cup here and a whatever. They've won, they're born. Every player in that's played their part in a treble winning season, you know what I mean? They're just not starting at all this year. No, you know what I mean?
For me, I totally agree with the Johnny A situation. I know fans make nobody's cup of tea. But he gave you 100% and if you had to play left back, he would do a job for you. You let him go, then replace him again. St Clair, then replace him. The same guy, then no really replace him. Fair enough. We all say at the start of the year that the five signings look decent on paper.
Yeah.
The board has spent £15 million. See, as much as the board are to blame in all this, right? And the players obviously need to take responsibility. But the board have gave him £15-16 million. Considering we're in a pandemic situation we're in, mm-hmm. money's not just there anywhere. That's a lot of money to get a guy right, and for me, he's totally, I don't want to swear, but he's totally fucked it. He's went for there, and he's went for there. It's a massive, massive, when we spoke half earlier, that I say is that it's not just one player that's playing poor. It's just about every single player that's not performing. They're regressing. McGregor last night, hopeless. He's been hopeless for weeks. Is it because he's burnt out and he needs a break?
Well, he's played what was it, the most minutes in Europe last year? A club and country, I'm sure it was something like 70 odd games, 71 games or something a season, which is, I find, incredible. We'll just talk about there. The 4 year thing is he just hit a brick wall. Is the whole team just hit a brick wall? They just look like a team that's special last night, half seven, Sunday night, Dingwall, as if they all walked out and went, no.
No.
I don't fancy this, man. No way do I fancy this. You've seen it before the game. Celtic's dressing room were just doing a wee porta cabin as if they went, oh, this is no use, man. We're better than this. I mean, that's as if the attitude last night. Their attitude was there. They'd no desire. Nobody worked hard. There was no quality. I was actually embarrassed watching it at points. It was just like, oh, jeez, oh man. As you say, you just don't get angry anymore because it's went that bad.
It's just the same recurrence all the time, isn't it, that we keep saying. But see, like, when it comes to, obviously, we're talking about, there's no width. There's been no width for Mason all season. He's playing guys, Ellen Russo for me, right? I might sound like a bit of a hypocrite here, right? Ellen Russo, sometimes I don't know where he plays, right? Is he a 10, is he a winger? But surely his manager should know what position he is and what best he is after he's re-signed him again. Last year, I thought it was really decent last year because he played out the wing. He was getting basically a free roll of the wing. And he helped who played left back again last year? Ball and goalie for a bit. They two done all right. Obviously, the ball and goalie situation was a bit behind me.
Aye.
But they done all right last year, him and Taylor. They done all right. Johnny Hayes, they done all right. So he's changed the full team again. I don't know why he's changing formation, changing players. Guys, see, after the first two or three games of the season, guys like Ncham, who I rate massively, right? I know a lot of fans can maybe disagree with me, but...
Aye.
Or a bug in the world, but he's lazy and his attitude, fair enough, right? But is that not doing the manager as well? You played football, Jerry, that...
To get him high.
Most teams play poor because the manager's not up to it and the manager can't get him going anymore. The training's not very good and it's not just one, it's a wee thing that build up and then they just, it booms. Because obviously Big Julian's out injured now and be honest with me, I can't see him playing for us again. I think he'll go on. I think once the jam goes fully, I think the toes about the pram.
The French contingent could be null and void, I think, after this as well, mate. Get back to Ellen Russo. You don't go for £16 million for nothing. First when he came up here. He played out his skin to get injured. I can remember watching him live at Hampden, 5-2 against Hibs. He scored 2 goals. And at one point, he was like messy.
Mm-hmm.
He was taking people on. He was going by 4 or 5 guys. He just looked... I remember turning around to my pal and went, well, this is where you're going to get your £16 million for. This guy's going to rip it up here. This is him just clicking into gear.
Mm-hmm.
And he got injured. And he came back. He's just never, ever got back to it. But... probably doing what you were saying there. He's playing one game wide left in the 10 up front. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whereas before, come back to Sinclair's in that you'd Sinclair, Forrest, they knew their jobs. You'd Rogic playing out his skin, knew his job. Brown, McGregor knew their job. It was just if they were in trouble, bump, bump. And a flank, or they could play, bang, it was into Rogic, the whole game was turning its seat. You had 4 or 5 Celtic players breathing down and goal at that point. Whereas now, it's teams are playing Celtic and going,
aye.
We used to be defeated before we even come on the park against Celtic. You'd be like, fucking Celtic, man, look at it. You must be looking at them going, these guys are incredible.
Aye.
Now they're like, you look at the St Mirren manager said it after the game. We walked off that park feeling as if we were the better team at Park Kid. So that shouldn't happen. Fans are nae fans. It shouldn't happen. No disrespect to St Mirren and Ross County. They shouldn't be beating us.
No.
Whether we're playing bad or not, it's just Livingston. When was the last time we beat Livingston?
A long time ago.
Wait. It's not what I mean. We're beating them once in 5 games.
See, the thing is, I totally agree with you, mate, because I know you've not defined right to win a game of football. Right?
But
with the amount of money that we've spent in players, the amount of talent we've got, you should be going up to Dingwall 1-2-3 nothing. You should be going to Livingston 1-2-3. Forget about the Astro Park, right? As a leveler, I understand that. We're playing it, Jerry, at a level for these we're smaller teams. But if you're good enough, then you should be able to play in any situations, you know what I mean?
You've got to go into these sort of games up at Dingwall, Livingston, etc., St. Mirren, going, right, first 20 minutes, just go to boss the game. Get in the other rhythm, just boss the game. Just, even if it, even the Livingston one is a prime example, you just, everything in the first 20 minutes should just boof, go forward all the time. Even for the goalkeeper, just out his feet, bang, take it up the park, out the road for you, because as you say, teams like Livingston and St. Mirren's and all that, at home, once and it just becomes a battle. And right now, we aren't good enough to battle MD. We've got to, as you say, you don't get any defined right to win a game, but the attitude and your attitude and your discipline and your effort should be there for the start. I mean, but now it's no, we're no applying ourselves the right way. You know, we're just, there's no born leader on that park who's just going to go, see you, and you, just dragging them through. Even Scott Brown, he's no point the finger anywhere.
Aye.
He'd be rolling and shouting and as if he's saying, one boy, what's happened here? There's nobody, even Big Aya, when Dane Mill was rolling and shouting at left backs and right backs, get in, we're keeper. We talked about it last time, with Robert Clare, when we were talking about the Kilmarnock game. The whole Bain and Taylor situation. We've got the privilege of watching the game now. You can hear everything it's said. It's just, there's nobody, even last night, that stadium's empty and you couldn't hear a Celtic player roaring and shouting, demanding. I mean, there was nothing. Absolutely nothing.
It's and your voice should be very, as you say, it should be commanding. The defenders, I kind of feel for Ayer. Now, people might know rate Ayer, right? But for me, Ayer's been out for a year this year. I think he's been brilliant. I think he's going to probably go for a bit of money for us and get some money, because ideally I'd like to get him done, tied down for another year or two and just say to him, listen, big man, maybe in January, maybe get a better deal, get us a better deal. You've been loyal to us, we've been loyal to you. Just anything, guys like C. McGregor and a better manager, he's going to play with Leicester or something. I mean, that guy's brilliant. Again, is he burnt out? We don't know, but it's just the defence is a weak link in it, but it's a weak link. And people will say to me, maybe I'm too harsh on Craig Taylor. Craig Taylor is not good enough for Celtic. He might be all right for the SPL. He might be a bit solid defensively, but Celtic have been pronounced for years flying fullbacks. You're not a left back. You're basically a second midfielder. You're up and down. Look, I know you don't want to compete with Tierney, but that's the way we have got to try and strive to have a left back and full backs, right back, up, cross, back, up, cross. We're just, Taylor's going up, you're like, now I'll pass it back. I totally understand about keeping the ball right. It was something I was back when I played. Just play a simple pass, keep the ball, but not every single time, man. You need to take a gamble. As you mentioned, Laxalt, he's getting up to the back line and you're like, he got a good ball in. He's hitting the air there and there. You're like, it's just, basic things that should be on the training park are not doing properly.
Yes. When you play wide and you put the ball in the box, the key is don't you find the player. Put it in the space.
An area. Aye.
Because you've got two options then. Striker does what he's supposed to do and get into the box, get into that area, knocks it to the net. Or your defender's going the wrong way for the goal. So if he hits it, it's going one way, it's going in the net and all. So if you put it in an area, but too many times, not just last night, all season, basically, it's went for left back to a goal kick at the far right corner, or it's went for the right back to the back. I mean, there's no quality. Mm-hmm. We used to even when left for Leverkusen, Frimpong,
mm-hmm.
all the ability in the world, man. Beat MD for pace, wee bit of trickery. So if he went to that byline, looked up, went, how do you cross a ball here? See if he could cross a ball.
No.
He would get about 15, 20 assists a year. He just couldn't cross the road.
And then he's been to Leverkusen 3 weeks, he's done it.
Aye. But then again, you look, I know you don't like, we don't like speaking about Rangers, right? But you look across the road and they're getting assists for their fullbacks more or less once a game. Tavernier and the boy at left back, Barisic. That's the difference, I mean. Defensively, they're rocky and all, but they're getting up the park, putting the ball into the right areas. We're as if we're getting up the park, and as I was saying, we just, how do you cross a ball here? As if we get there and stop. We're not putting it in the right areas.
I guess exactly, Old Man and Old podcast, we're talking to Tony McPartlin. Uh-huh. Obviously, and that's what he says. He says, Ryan, when we were at Celtic, it was drummed into us from an early age. You hit a ball in a certain area. If a striker doesn't get there, then that's not your problem. You've done your job as a winger. You've got to the byline. You've put it in between the box and the penalty spot. You've done your job. He says, that's what, at Celtic when I was younger, obviously he was with Tommy Burns, wanting him to stay.
Right.
They had a set coaching staff. So it was the same stuff all the time. It was the same training. He says at Celtic, it was drummed into us for an early age. This is what you do. You get to the byline, you cross it in. You need to be fit. He says, that was for an early age. So for me, a Frimpong candidate to know, then for us, but then he goes to somewhere else. Like, is that a day where we're doing training? Does he not get the chance to date training?
It's as if these guys go to train just because they need to.
Aye.
Then as soon as they go home and go to their wives, whatever, their partners, and go, that was fucking murder today.
Aye.
That was crap. It's as if they go there just for the sake of it. As if they're not getting taught anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or the stuff they're getting taught's garbage, which is getting relayed on the pitch, you know what I mean? It's just, there's no rhythm that we're playing now. We're not fluent enough, we're just not sharp enough. That's a word, is sharpness last night. Jeez, oh.
Not
sharp last night, I mean.
Non-existent.
Whereas when we were playing it, the last four or five games, there was times in the match, Kamala games that one comes to mind, we knocked the ball about great, and then it just went flat again. I mean, right back down to earth, I mean.
It's very flat, isn't it? It's very, see, obviously, it's a bit kind of far on the game, but we'll touch on other things. But Lennon says the last 5 minutes he was talking about urgency. Why do you not get urgency for the start of the game? Why is there doing urgency? Why should I go down?
5 minutes to go.
That's something that should be drummed into you, as you say, when you go to teams like St Mirren, Livingston, Hamilton, first 20 minutes, just attack, get them burnt down, attack, see what they've got. That's just simple football that even me and you got when you played 20 lands. That's what you get taught. Start the game quick, get the ball, get it quick.
Because you know yourself, if you can't get into the game in the first 15 minutes, you're struggling the rest of the game. The one thing you can do is try. Mm-hmm. Try to put a bit of effort in. Then that might really want to another couple of guys who are only playing me on, go, you know what? I'm just going to get tore in here. And then eventually, the ability in Celtic that we've got, the firepower we've got, should overcome everything. But they defenders last night for Ross County, leading up to the match, must be going like, we're playing the informed team the last five games in Scotland here. And they must have walked off last night and went, jeez, oh. That was the Celtic we were looking to play. They must have been like, this is great.
But see the worst, John Hughes spoke before the game and he spoke after the game and he says, we knew what Celtic were going to do. Celtic boy didn't know once. He says, we had a plan. They stuck to it. He says, the boys threw themselves to, because they wanted to win the game. They wanted to win the game. And for me, I said to my dad last night, my dad kind of agreed with me. I says, Dad, you know, John Hughes, that's Neil Lennon. Neil Lennon's been tactically outclassed with, as you say, you don't want to disrespect these teams because they're professional players, professional managers, right? But Ross County, St Mirren, borderline championship clubs with their stadiums and the fans, they're no massive clubs, right? And with Neil Lennon, who champions manager, is getting outclassed with bottom half of the league managers. That's not on. It's not on. It's, for me, it's criminal that his tactics are wrong. It just seems, he keeps saying about, I don't know, he said there in his presser at the end, I don't know where to change it. That's your job to change it. That's, you should know that to change it.
It goes back to what Robert was saying the last time we were on with him, that there's no such thing as a plan B. You know what I mean? You look at, I know it's a different kettle of fish altogether, right? But you'd look at, like a Man City, for example, if they're struggling in a game, don't get me wrong, they've got the firepower to change the game, but right away, Pep's tweaking wee things, he's moving guys about, he's flying guys on, and then before you know it, bang, bang, they've got two goals, or they're back in the game right away. Whereas we've, as if we get, as you say, when we lose a goal, we go, that's it, what do we do now? We were talking about it the first time I came on. What Celtic really need to do now is, if for talk's sake, we play Hamilton. If Hamilton score two goals, Celtic just need to score three or four or five. I mean, we just can't. We can't stop goals going in. Mm-hmm. So we just need to outscore guys. And now we've just not got the quality there. It's as simple as that. We've not got the quality to go out and blow teams away the way we have been in previous years.
We can see obviously scoring goals. You're not going to score goals when Edward. I don't want to say the guy's not trying because that would be unfair because the guy's a professional football player, so of course he's trying. But is he pushing himself? Is he? There's something again. We don't know. Has COVID been a big part of him? Has it really affected him? We don't know that again. But that's what me and Robert were talking about as well. A few weeks ago, about obviously about Shane Duffy. A lot of, I think I was talking about with Sam as well, that Sam actually mentioned it as well, that football is all about, it's not just about if a guy's performing on the park, not performing in the park, that does mean that he's not playing well. He says it could be things outside of his life, it could be his family, it could be his kids, it could be his no sleeping. It's a lot of these things all add up, right? He says obviously because he's played football, he's still playing football with Dumbarton, and that's what he says. And I totally agree when he says, but us as fans, we only see for the outset, and you see it, Shane Duffy's been poor. He's terrible. Barkas, terrible. But it's for a fan, you've got to look for naked eye, and the naked eye we've been absolutely rank rotten all season. We've had one or two games where you're like, right, we're kind of coming back to the game against Kilmarnock. Some of the football was brilliant. I know people are saying it was 4-0. It was two or three lucky goals, but some of the football was good, and as you say, sharpness looked a wee bit better. But for me, we've spoken about the fitness thing. The fitness for me is a big thing. I don't think they're nowhere near as fit as they were last season. And I think there was a wee comment on the live stream, Jerry. A guy says something, he thinks maybe something happened at the start of the season that we don't know about because they would have ran through a brick wall for the team, and now it's just like, There was a way now, and it's like, right, so what's happened? Something I've said for day one, something's been on because every one of these players aren't playing well. The manager looks now that he's no bothered, he's laughing in his press conference. That for me is an absolute joke. That's just telling the fans, I don't know what I'm doing anymore, and I'm not leaving because I've only told to leave.
Lowell's away as well, which is obviously a big. Going to be a big. We've spoken about it numerous times now. This summer at Celtic could be one of the biggest in our history. We've got to. You've got to strip it back to basics, but do something drastic as well. I mean, something's got to happen right away, but you don't want to rush into it. If you get me? But we're going to have a quick turnaround with the Euros.
Aye.
Because a lot of your squad will be competing in Euros as well, so. Just say for the Scottish boys, they're going to get a minimum of three games, right? I hope they get through the group. It's going to be a hard group. I hope they get through the group. But they're going to come back and then bang. Obviously, you're into. Well, be. Do you get two? Is it two spots now? Champions League. But the first one's automatic now, isn't it?
See, I don't know if that's next season.
Aye.
I think there's two qualifiers this year. I think Celtic, if they finish second, well, it looks like we're going to finish second.
Well,
I think you get one less, but then Rangers get one less again. So I think we had three, didn't we? Three to win the league, didn't we?
Aye.
So they only get two this year. I think that's what it is. Don't quote me on it, Jerry, but so, I think that's what it is.
We'll have some sort of qualifier anyway, and usually it's it's usually when you're on holiday, isn't it? It's that mid-July time. So they three group games in Euros finish end of June. So it's going to be a quick turnaround. It's going to be everybody up there, people coming back later, people being there for the start. So it's whether if we get the new, if the, let's speak hypothetical here, right? We've got a new manager. He's not going to have a full pre-season with these guys, you know what I mean? If this new chief executive in as well, he's going to have to stamp his mark down in space of 2-3 months before the SPL kicks off. So if we don't get it together right away, and if we do the same mistake we've done this year and be behind in games and points right away, it could be a long season again next year. But what I will say is I'll put my neck on the line here. I don't think it'll ever be as bad as what it is now. I think, honestly, there should be enough in this to get these guys to have a look in the mirror and say, look, this is not good enough. I mean, plus, we were talking about it the last podcast. We probably rhymed off about 7 or 8 guys who will probably not even be there. Well, we were speaking. Mm-hmm. There'll probably be at least 5 we know for a certainty that will probably not be there, but there could be possibly 7, 8, 9 guys. It could be a full team wipeout and a rebuild. But then you've only got, as we were just saying there, 7, 8 weeks tops to get it, to get guys in the team, you know what I mean?
I think there's definitely a lot of rebuild to kind of go on, and I think a lot of players will be leaving. Again, Edward, Christy, Aya. Listen, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody thinking about for Tumble, because since I've got a wee, I seen a wee start from, I think I sent you it, Jerry, earlier on, but he's under 23s in Europe. He's got the most key passes, 76 key passes, against guys like Mason Mount and Pedro Neto and looking at Fulham. So, guys, and that's him been there since, he's only really been playing regularly since December.
And he's seven assists, something like that. Anyway, he's been involved in 16 goals or something. So, if he keeps that up and he played a full season, you're talking this guy's going to be involved in 35 goals.
Aye.
That's a lot of goals. And even last night, the pass through the Anido to Edward, and he kind of stood there. Edward kind of fell on his feet. That pass is never on, and he got it through. You know what I mean? This is the vision this boy's got. You know what I mean? Even the one for Christy for Aberdeen, he just dinked it in the air. Christy just went to grab it. It just evaded him, but just stuff like that. That's the sort of stuff when you go to watch it. And Celtic Park, that'll get guys after seat. That'll be guys walk away and go, that Tumble was excellent again. You'll get mad at matches, you'll get player of the month galore. If he keeps doing that, he'll be getting hopefully winners' medals if he keeps performing like that. But then again, the flip of the coin, as you say, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody put in a wee cheeky bid for him and all. How would you see him just looking at this game tonight? A Brighton or a Fulham or a kind of tap end Watford maybe championship sort of team, you know what I mean, something like that, down south, because he has got the ability, and I know he's played in the 21s, but I don't think he'll make the Euros squad because that position, that's probably Scotland's strongest strongest part, but maybe for the World Cup qualifiers, he's definitely going to get a few camps, and it's only going to be better for Scotland and for Celtic if he's playing more games, you know what I mean?
Because I know he didn't really play well last night, but he's been a breath of fresh air since he's come in. And him and Sorrow, I know people are saying Sorrow, maybe he's always in danger of getting a booting, maybe some slap passes, but the boy's a young boy, he's still got to learn, and you only learn by playing football. You can learn training and get fit training, but you know yourself, Jerry, when you play football, you need to play games to get match fit, to get used to systems, get used to your players you're playing with, and get used to playing football week in, week out for, as Peter Lowell calls it, an elite club like Celtic. You've got to play week in, week out to get accustomed to it. That's how I think as well. We've talked about, obviously, the goalkeeper situation. How can Barkas get you? Lennon says he's not used to playing in Scotland, right? He can't get used to the climate, can't get used to the play in Scotland. We'll play them then. Get used to it. But for me, it's just an excuse. It's just an excuse to say, probably because I didn't sign them, so I'm not playing them.
It's the Barkas one excited me when you came in. I thought, £5 million a goalkeeper. This guy must be a decent goalie. And you're looking, going Greece number one. Greece are an all bad team. Blah blah blah. Who he played with, and then his first game come out of the way. The penalty was obviously it's a 50-50 where he save a penalty. I know, and it's he kind of blame him for that. And then I think it was the qualifier, the last qualifier in Europe we played?
Ferencváros.
No, in the Europa League. Anyway, whoever it was at home, he played well, and he's coming out for crosses and.
What'd you call him, Leo?
No, when Leo? We go and when we with the away, Leo away.
Aye.
First game. Anyway, he was coming out for crosses and blah blah blah, and then we played Rangers, and the goals especially the first goal. He's actually parried it into his own net. He saved the ball like this, steady like that. And then after that, it just got worse. I'm saying to myself, this guy's picked the ball at the net, man. He saved it, right? And I started, came up, and it was somewhat, it had faced, was it 19 shots in so many games, and he conceded 17 goals. And I'm saying to myself, that can't be right. And it was for Sky Sports. I'm saying to myself, that's a stat that you don't want to be attached to. And it's like, we tried Hazard, played in a cup final, and then I thought, this boy maybe the next. Then we go to Ibrox, and he puts Barkas back in. I mean, as if then I trust him, and then two games later, he finds Bain back in. And you see, to yourself, there's nay. With the goalkeepers over the years, right? For Boric to Foster the first time, Craig Gordon, these guys have played maybe 70, 80, 90 games in a row. Never been out of the team. Yet we've had three different goals this year. But don't get me wrong, you could play fucking Greg Taylor in goals, wouldn't they fucking make a difference, you know what I mean? That's a big thing for me. You look, obviously, the other side, Alan McGregor's played fucking every single game. You need a difference, conceded 10 goals or something. I mean, we've Europa League game, we conceded 8 against Sparta Prague. You know what I mean? Sparta Prague.
Consistency, innit? It's consistency. I've got a bit of sympathy for Barkas. I know I've seen on a podcast maybe now that he's maybe not good enough. But I'm generally... The only really one I can say that I'm going to fully judge is Shane Duffy, because he has really failed miserably. I can't cover him as much as I think. He's probably a cracking guy off the field and all that, and he's had a few issues outside of football, but he's came here, he's underperforming, so for me, he's going to go back to, obviously, Brighton. But when it comes to Barkas, I just generally think we're a better manager and a guy that's going to play him, because against Rangers, he had one thing to do, and it was pick the ball back in it, and then he drops him.
That's what I'm saying, and then next game, Bain was in. But two games before that, Hazard was in. Hazard played in the Scottish Cup final.
Aye.
You know what I mean? As you said, the Rangers game, how we never end at half time 3-0 up, I'll never know. That could have been the biggest turning point in it, and that could have been coming away from there. Obviously, the Dubai fiasco is another story, but coming away from Ibrox, you still would have been 10 points, 11 points behind, but you still had the three games. You're going, right, here we go. Let's see what you're made of here. And then they're going to Hibs and Aberdeen thinking something. I mean, they dropped points again, but they've went just, what's the other should be doing? Blowing everybody out of the water. The only saving grace, as we said earlier on, that Hibs, Aberdeen, Stund United's are all, they're all even worse. You know what I mean? So it's not as if we could have been in real, real trouble if one of them had a go at us, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it just shows you how bad the league has actually been this year. don't know whether we keep going back to it with the new fans. I honestly do believe if we had fans any normal season, I do believe we could have been double figures ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
I do honestly believe the fans, obviously, you know yourself, 60,000 at Parkhead, there's nothing better. These guys will thrive after this. These guys will they put in an extra 10-15%. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. even though, as you say, they're not playing well, but they're running out of tackles or they're breaking legs and, you know what I mean, elbows flying over, just big stramashes. But this without the Ray fans is you lose interest.
Because you know, see, obviously, you're talking about the crowd, and see, like, if you're maybe nothing each, or you're maybe, I'd bite a dog fight. Somebody like Scott Brown McGee, somebody a tackle. The fans would be up in the air, all right, let's go. And tackles, behinds like that can change the game. Gets the crowd up, gets the fans on side. And like, I know you don't want to keep using the fans, and it's no excuse. It's just a plain fact that it has a wee bit of a side effect. It's no affected us when it comes to how far behind we are, but it is wee things. Obviously, you don't want to keep talking about any fans, but I agree with you, mate. It's definitely something that it's affected the fall of football, but just talking about us alone, it's definitely affected, especially at home, because as you mentioned earlier on, mate, that nobody fears Celtic anymore at Parkhead. And we used to be, team used to, as you say, used to be Aberdeen, Murrayfield, 3-4-0 every game at Parkhead. Do you like just get 1-0 and then Lenny's making subs and putting one up front to mate just to survive the game?
Well, you look at, you take your Europa League, for example, you get AC Milan coming to 60,000 fans. They win their beat, it's 4-1. Mm-hmm. Sparta Prague, they must have walked out of Parkhead and went, oh, yeah, Celtic, what was that, reserves we played the other night? I mean, just, you wouldn't have lost the games the way you did if we had a full house, you know what I mean? Going back to the management there, just something that came into my head there before I forget it. After the Aberdeen game there, I don't know if you heard it, John Kennedy, quote was, it was pleasing to see that we didn't lose a goal in the last 10-15 minutes when we had all this pressure. I'm saying to myself, we shouldn't be hanging on here. I mean, that's the sort of comments that are coming out with them. There is something seriously wrong. I mean, we're hanging on to Aberdeen at home. I mean, against a team that hadn't scored in 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was it? I think they'd get beat 4 and what they drew 2 and were 0-0s. See, so we're hanging on here. 1-0 up against Aberdeen at home. That's the standard we're doing to now.
Some of the comments are just ridiculous. And it's as you say, we shouldn't be hanging on at home. See, when you get one goal, you try and get 2, you try and get 3, you try and get as many. But we just, it's like, we get the first goal and it's just like tippy-tappy. It's no quick, it's passive. And it was the same last night, even though we were nothing each and we were comfortable in the game, but apart from Christie missing and hitting the ball miles again out the stadium, should be playing rugby again.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that, I don't know, mate, it's just, we shouldn't be hanging on against, as you say, like teams like Aberdeen and St Mirren and Ross County.
We shouldn't. It's not been arrogant. It's not been, we're Celtic. We're Celtic. We should be the best team in the league. It's not been arrogant. It's been, we've got the biggest budget. We've got the best players. They've got enough firepower to field 3 teams. You know, we've got that much players there who should be good enough to play for us. And it's just simply been no good enough for tap to bottom, left to right, whatever way you want to say it, for goalkeeper to striker, even though Edward's still tap goal scorer with 4 goals, I'm sure, 15 he's got, and the closest one's about to hit with 11. You're walking away and going, he's no kicked a ball, you know what I mean? He still scores 15 goals. You forget about that as well, I mean, but the quality is there, but the application hasn't been there. The attitude's not been there. The desire to win, which is the main thing for me, There's been no desire to win. There's been no guys, like, say, throwing themselves in front of the ball or crunching into tackles. It's just all wee tippy-tappy. It's as if we've went soft. I mean, we're no flexing our muscles the way we should be for going for 10 in a row.
Because I know a lot of people, we tend to talk about Rodgers either, the O'Neill era, but O'Neill, you'd always had guys who were very, very technically good, but they were very strong. They were real men, not mean men. Our style is, it's just we've all got technical players. Even by Julian, look, and Julian's a good big player, right? But he's 6'3" and he gets a wee elbow and he's falling to the ground. I'm like, big man, get up.
You talk about Martin, you look at Big Mialbi, useful harm, or the guys, I mean, they were all, they would, Alan Stubbs, I mean, these guys would just have their arms the other way. They'd be throwing people about, ragdolling people about. He's getting ragdolled after him, it went to Scotland. That Lyndon Dykes, who only ever played well against Celtic. I mean, as if, I think it was like the bigger the player, the better for him. And Big Dick, you've seen that one that when they beat us at Livingston's home park, he actually ragdolled him. That's the first time I've ever seen a grown man being ragdolled. He actually bullied him and he had no answer to it. And you're saying to yourself while you're sitting there, this guy's 6'4". You know what I mean? He should be doing the same to what he shouldn't be taking that. You know, you look down south and you look at Big Van Dijk, never been ragdolled in his life. I mean, Vidic, Ferdinand back in the day, were just throwing people about. You know what I mean? We've no got a guy like that. And I actually thought Duffy would have been the one to come in and do it. Just bulldoze people at the road. Knocking a header further than I can kick it, you know what I mean? 50 yards up the park, but he's just been a disaster. I mean, if you start for the first, his first game was Ross County, believe it or not, the 5-0 game scored, and then after that, because I actually thought when he came off, then I thought he's going to get us about 10-12 goals here. He's going to be really good going forward, and he's just that was the end of that. I mean,
because even you're talking about obviously Duffy in the defence, I thought I and Welsh were comfortable last night, didn't really have much to kind of defend. Ayer was a game getting out with the ball, and for me that's priceless doing that. And I think he's, because you've got three midfield, he can't date, because the midfield's basically in his mind, they're blocking for getting out and taking the ball. And you've got Christie up front, shooting's diabolical, his delivery's diabolical. For me, we're talking about getting a new deal. For me, it's a no go. I'd let him go. I don't think he deserves a new deal. Anybody that can't close the ball at that level doesn't have a new deal, my opinion, mate. That's just my opinion. It's just a player. Yesterday, I think, just totally, as you say, made me rock bottom. You've got a Yeti and Kamara on the bench, £8 million worth of talent on the bench, and you're playing a centre midfielder up front.
It's obviously must be a trust issue. Well, then he doesn't trust these players to go and play against Ross County. I would actually be happy if Kamara and Ajeti started for talk's sake together. You still get two guys up front. I mean,
aye.
But to go to Ross County, both in the league, taking everything into consideration, playing two defensive midfielders, well, you can technically say three centre-halves, because Scott Brown, I don't think, crossed the halfway line yet last night. One striker and three identical players, Tumble, Rogic and Christie. I thought was very, very strange, which basically just allows Ross County to cramp the middle of the park, and we'd nae back to it again, we'd nae plan B, we'd nae outball. With nae wee Tierney, who'd burst forward, I mean, take the chance. That boy lacks help. Does he take a chance? Same with the boy Kenny. Does he take a chance? Does he not get by a player? Don't get me wrong, if you keep doing it, eventually you'll get one time you'll get by him and you'll put it in. I mean, but these guys should be good enough to beat Ross County. As I said earlier, they're both in the league for a reason. Well, no, anyway, because they beat us. So that I mean, all the teams run about them, Hamilton and Comarts must be like, what are we going to do here to get a break? I mean, it's going to be tight down the bottom now, so.
Because obviously you're talking about when we had Tierney and we had Sinclair, we had Lustig and Forrest. Again, guys like Lustig, people maybe didn't rate him. It just shows you how good that guy was. He was a solid, for me, I liked Andy Hinkle when he was. Hinkle, it was 7 out of 10, Lustig. 7 out of 10, but he had a heart of a lion. He fought to the end. He fought every game for us. But for me, then Laxalt came on last night, who, again, first two or three games looked very good. Another player that's regressed under Lennon. Probably similar to Barkas as well. Then other guys, like maybe a Yeti and stuff, they probably don't know what system we're playing every week. So how can they... That's what we've spoken about, how we should get a structure in place where it goes for the youths, for the first team, either whoever's it, if it's Eddie Howe, Benitez, or Jack Ross, I hope it's not Jack Ross, but whoever it comes in, hopefully with a new manager, the same philosophy and the same, that's a big word, that, isn't it, philosophy? The same formations, to bottom, to tap, so the youths know what they're doing. If, like, the top say, then barely a local flex, come for the youths into the first team. They know they're getting into a 4-5-1 or a 4-4-2, whatever it is, and they know how to play that system. You can't find a wee 18-year-old boy and go, right, you man, go and play a 4-3-3. You've never played them before in your life, but fire away. For me, the system's got to be from tap to bottom. It's the same structure, and it's got to totally change because it's just...
Every
game is just getting the same now. You're numb, and you're talking about Laxalt. It just, the guy looks exposed. I know he done well. It was a bit of energy, it was a wee bit of dig, but he's giving silly fills away, and as you say, when we give silly fills away, they're just like, it's a goal.
If, gone back, as we say, we don't like to go back to the... Well, we did, because it was good times with Rodgers, right, but when he put a team out, every player knew the plan, the game plan, what they were today, whether it be for Toxic, Lustig, he knew... If it's a centre back right when the boy was tucked in behind him, or he knew when to go forward, he knew when to stay. The left back went with Tierney, went, he just tucked in, or if he went, Tierney knew how to tuck in. Don't get me wrong, sometimes the two of them were bombing forward, which was great. But Keita don't mind that because you're still left with, because back then teams would only play one up front, so you still had two centre halves to defend that. Mm-hmm. But as if they're going to the partner and going, fucking hell, who's playing where? Am I playing the am I number 10 tonight, or is it you? Or am I playing right mid? Or what's happening here? As if there's no communication. You know what I mean? You know yourself, communication's a biggie for me. No fans, you don't even hear roaring and shouting, man. You should be coming off. See if you're playing. So you're playing centre-half, right? You should be getting a sore ear for the goalie all the time. And if you're playing centre-mid, your centre-back should be rolling and shouting at people. Scott Brown should be pulling people in, pushing people away, telling you how to drop in, just constantly talking. There's just maybe he's wanting to take control anywhere. I mean, I don't know. It's obviously due to confidence. I mean, there's no confidence at Parkhead whatsoever. I mean, coming for management to right through to Edward up front, there's no confidence at all, and it's actually hard to watch that there's 12, 18 months ago we were beating Lazio in Lazio. I mean, no.
That's I know. It's not even like there's been a big haul. There's not been a big rebuild. It's just about the same core of players.
We've tinkered a few things. El Nusi was still there last year. Tumble, we looked at last year, obviously the medical thing, so it's not a surprise that he came in. Nobody's sort of a left that you would go, he's made a big difference because he's left. We have spoken about this a lot of times with Wee Forest. He divides the Celtic support, but one thing he does give you, he gives you width and pace, and no defender in yourself. No defender wants to defend against that, and we've missed him big time this year. I know it might not be the popular choice for a lot of Celtic fans, but the last two or three years, his goals and his assists have been next to nothing. I mean, and we've, for talk's sakes, he gets involved in just say 25 goals. That 25 goals could win you 11, 12, 13 points this year. You know what I mean? If he draws into wins, I mean, or even the wins, even defeats into draws or whatever. You know what I mean?
No, I agree with you, mate. As much as I have said that Forrest, I've always been a bit iffy with Forrest going forward. He's brilliant, but I don't think he does enough defensively. I think he kind of hides away from the defensive situation. But when you look at his stats tell me that I'm talking out my arse because his stats are brilliant. Just, it's no word from, we've definitely missed him, but would having him in the team win your league? We don't know, but guys like Ayeti, if Ayeti's up front, Ayeti's a penalty box player. Ayeti's not going to run you the channels. He's not going to jump up for guns. Give the ball to him, let him link up, get the ball wide and get it across. I think that's where Ayeti, for me, is going to come into play.
Aye, if you had quality into the box. You hear it so many times with these commentators on Sky or BT or whatever, that the striker's been thrived, they've had no support, they're standing up there, they've had the touch maps, whatever, it shows you've had seven touches and one's been in the box or whatever. I mean, these guys need service, and I think Edward is a bit different because he can make a goal out of nothing, but as you say, your Ajetis like to just, they're a poacher. I mean, he's a poacher, he'll no go doing channels, or he'll no come and link it. He wants he's basically the old school, get it wide, ball in the box, bang, I'll be there. And maybe with Wee Forrest in the team, if he was fit, that's the sort of guy he would want. I mean, because that's what he has worked on, Forrest, his delivery. Early years it's got better and better. And you know yourself, once you've maybe knocked it in two or three times and he's going to the end of one or two, you think to yourself, confidence gets, I mean, then you start playing a wee bit different. And then if it's wide, it opens up spaces for the guys like Tumbo, Rogic, Christie. I mean, Edward still floats about the edge of the box. These guys are all getting millions of space in. Because their fullbacks are out here, so their centre backs need to move there a bit. So these guys don't want to go outside their comfort zone. Whereas now, talk about it numerous times a night, Ross County just sat in last night and went, right, what you got for us? They just swept up everything that came their way.
But really, as you say, there's no urgency to go and get a goal. There was no creativity. You've not really any creative players on the park. Apart from Rogic, again, I heard the day that he's right to leave. So, but that's the guy who wanted to leave. That's the thing, I know. As much as I rate Rogic, right, and I think his feet's brilliant. He's got very good feet and whatever else. But Lennon was going to sanction the move in the summer, so how can he then still play him? If he knew that he didn't want to be here and he was going to sell him, why did you keep playing him? It's the same in the jam. If he didn't want to be here, why keep playing him? For me, the full season derailed, in my opinion, was the game against Ferencváros. When he came out and says that, for me, that's boom, right away. And then you yourself, Jeremy, you play football. See if your manager came out in a Facebook interview or interview on the website and says, aye, the players are no performer for anybody. Who are you talking to? That's just a player's natural reaction these days. Players don't play as much as it's bad the way players are. You can't shout at players now, and because you obviously make it classed as bullying, it make it classed as this. You need to talk to players a certain way now, but you've still got to say it in house. You don't say that stuff out in the public, because as much as people might talk about Brendan Rodgers, even though we beat 7-8-1 and whatever, after PSG and Barcelona, he never came out in his press conference and say, we were poor, we were this. All he used to say was, we can't really compete this level with finances. He would always have something to say. Maybe in-house he was probably starting. I don't think he was being nice to him in the dressing room, but in the public he was just like, aye, tried our best, we've not got the finances to compete with Barcelona, we move on. That's fine to tell the press that, but inside, you're obviously going to grill the players, but you don't say that. Yeah. For me, that's where the season derailed. As soon as he says that, he should have been binned.
every Celtic fan knows it was a disappointment. Everybody, every Celtic fan in the world wants Champions League football, right? Even though if we get in the group stages, we're lucky to get a point, right? That's what we always try and get these three home games. For talk's sake, your groups, Bayern Munich, Inter Milan and Ajax, right? For talk's sake, you look at the three home games and you go, right, we'll try and get a draw and two wins, or we'll try and get a two draws and a win just for the to compete in these sort of games. But as you say, to get the way we did and against that could only be described as they were absolutely rank rotten, and they turned up same again. Well, this is, we don't fear Celtic now, and it's just spiraled for there. We've lost so many games at home this year. It's actually more than the last. We've lost more games at home this year than we have in the last 4 years or something. 4 seasons, something like that. We've lost more this season at home.
That's a scary start.
And whereas Parkhead was always home games, 3 points, up the road, end of story. That was it. Simple as that. God's sake, man. We're playing Kilmarnock today at home. Don't know if we'll get the 3 points here. I mean, whereas before you were going, right, Kilmarnock, there's 3 points, move on to the next one, tick it off. But if we're playing Champions League or Europa League, you can rest 3 or 4 guys. No, you can't, because obviously we're not in Europe anymore. But you couldn't afford to rest guys now. That's how bad it is. I just think
the longer he's here, as we've spoke about in previous podcasts, we did say that if we get worse before it gets better, but this is getting really bad. And the longer he stays, it's going to just get worse. And the fans are going to, we don't, no fan ever goes into the phone or get outside to give personal abuse. That's just the way fans are. It's going to get personal. He's going to get hated by the fans, and you don't want that to him. He's already disliked now, but see if he continues to stay and stay in the season. We all this, I could be the man to do the rebuild. Why should I not be the man to do the rebuild? And they're just thinking, you're building a hole with the fans. The fans aren't just going to, at the end of the day, you know yourself, it's all about season books. If Neil wins, imagine next year, by the looks of it, we don't know what Nicola Sutton's going to say, but with Boris Johnson's roadmap, football hopefully in the summer, maybe end of the year, there'll be full crowds again. So, generally, got about 60,000 Celtic fans with season books. When's the manager? The top tier will be away.
Bring back the big sign in it. The Ronnie Dyla big sign when the tap. It's I'm not a season ticket holder, right? But I watch Celtic every single game, whether it's on a laptop or it's on the telly or whatever, if it's on Sky or whatever, right? But these guys are, for talk's sake, you and your two boys, right? These guys are forking out thousands of pounds to sit and put a code in their telly to watch Celtic TV. You know what I mean? And they've got to sit there and watch, which can only be described as absolute dross. That's the ones that should be. Obviously, back in November, December, with the whole barrier hanging, all that crap, right? Aye, all right, these guys shouldn't be throwing the barriers about, but they're entitled to go down there and voice their opinion, which I don't see any problem with that, but don't take, obviously they took it a bit far with the fences and all that. But these are the guys that should, don't get me wrong, any Celtic fans should be able to voice their opinion, but these ones that are paying thousands of pounds to sit and put a code in their telly to watch Celtic the telly. And I've spoke to numerous fans that are season ticket holders, and they're going, No chance to get my money next year. Because obviously, if it's up the way it is, the way it's going to now, it's only going to go one way. It's been the way, you know what I mean?
It's getting worse and worse. And he's very, I just think, just on the last bit about him winning, it's his presser yesterday, it's just totally. Sammy, as soon as he can zone, he's asked a question and he starts laughing, and you're like, are you serious? It's like, I generally think, it's like he knows I'm going nowhere. I've got a job next year. I don't need to worry about anything because I can. There's something on Twitter I've seen, Jerry. I don't know if it's a guy that writes about body language or whatever, right? But he says when Lennon sits back with his feet up, that's him basically saying, "No, my fault. That's him. No, my fault." And they always, every time somebody gives a ball away, he's doing that and he's finding his arms and it's like, "No, my fault. It's their fault." And it's just like everything's not his fault. It's either COVID or it's injuries. It's Dubai. Things happen with Dubai. It's like, and then the community says, "Is it unamalgamated circumstances?" Well, tell us the communication at the club this year has been, as you say, people pay thousands of pounds, £700-£800 season books.
Aye.
People. I guarantee you. See if you could watch. If we get qualified for Europe, right, and the only way you could watch it was to pay £20 a game to watch them. Fans would date. Fans would date because fans. It's as I says to Robert all day. Football a Saturday or a Wednesday. That's your football day. That's where you want to get a pint with your pals. You get a your program. You go and get a pint. You get home. You talk about football. Is really everything. Got the game. Got the football on a Saturday and European games. That's your life. Not mean. And the longer he's here, man, it's just the fans are going to get sicker and sicker and. It's going to be a shame for this new guy coming in because he's not going to get the support for the fans, this Mackay guy, that he deserves because if he's trying to storm the job, and as you said, it's a big turnaround of players for the Euros, if Lenny's still on the job by the end of the summer, who's signing the players? Who's doing the training? Who's planning pre-season? It's a massive, and I agree with you, mate. Since I've been alive, I'm nearly 28 in October. This is the biggest season that I've been alive watching Celtic, biggest rebuild, and it's either going to shape us to get a kick us up the arse and make us better again like we did with Rodgers, or it's going to get us in the late 90s again.
It's the Rodgers effect we need, I think. We're not going to get, obviously, with the pandemic we're in, but the 10,000, 12,000 fans out for a manager, when they get announced, the 10,000 fans that were there for him, It's a name like that. It's going to need to get us going again, get the fire back in the belly for the fans, you know what I mean? It's going to need... I do believe with the right manager and the right ideas, they'll go in the right direction next year. I do believe that. I do believe it will be as anywhere near as bad as what it's been this season. I think this is everything but we've spoke about, the fans, all the rest of it, the COVID stuff, the two games behind right away just puts you chasing your tail. Celtic's no chased for what, 9 years? Mm-hmm. Not been in that position for 9 years, whether that's affected it, same again. I'm not making any excuses for the team, but I do believe fresh ideas, fresh impetus in the team that they could go and obviously challenge a lot better than they did last year, because you know yourself the full league has been rubbish this year. It's not going to happen again either. They're going to get Hibs will challenge again, Aberdeen, and obviously you're going to have Rangers again next year, who obviously want to try and retain the title, which is not going to be hard, which is not going to be easy to take after them. Plus, next year, your first Old Firm's at Ibrox, I know. So that's a big match for you to go. And that's in about September, October time. So you're looking at the fans back in for that. So there's your first challenge for your manager. You know what I mean? First big, domestically anyway. You know what I mean?
Because see, for me, you're talking about, obviously, I generally don't think people are talking about Rangers, right? I don't think Rangers are going to have much of a changed team to next year.
No.
As much as you don't want to talk about Rangers, right? They've signed two guys for Bournemouth and this guy Scott Wright. They're free transfers, remember?
Aye.
They're not spending money. The only reason they'll spend money is if Ryan, somebody comes in and bids a spontaneous bid for Kent or Morelos or...
Aye.
I don't know. Even...
That boy plays midfield, Kamara.
Kamara, they're maybe their main players, right? So if they get maybe 10 million bid for one of their players, or maybe Leeds might bid 5 million pounds for Tavernier or Barisic might go to Euros and play well. Somebody signs him. So you've got, I don't think Rangers' team's going to change next year, that, but I think your team is going to be totally revamped. I don't know if it's going to be for the, I hope it's for the better. I hope this guy Mackay's got a big, big plan, because as you says, mate, there's a lot of guys who need shipped out. There's a lot of dead wood, even guys in the benches like Ralston. How's Anthony Ralston start to sell it, Jerry?
I know.
Again, I don't want to criticise professional football players, because I'm not pro. They make sacrifices all their days, and they eat well, and everything's that self-focused. But we are fans, and we don't want to comment on how good enough. And Anthony Ralston is terrible for St Johnstone, so how is he good enough for our bench?
The bench, you were looking at the bench and you're going back, and like say, with Rodgers, and obviously like teams like Martin Hill and that, with the Plan B scenario again, we're talking about, you looked at your bench and you go, fuck me, we've got four or five good options here to bring it on. But the bench last night was Griffiths, Ajeti, Klamala, Soro, El Nussi, Henderson, Ralston, Connor Hazard, and Laxalt. That was the bench last night. And you'd probably have guessed Laxalt when they come on if Taylor never got injured. So you still get, for Griffiths coming on, you still get two strikers there. You'd never get a sniff of it. El Nussi came on in the 83rd minute and Griffiths came on in the 67th minute. That was just part of it. Obviously, Laxalt was the 10th minute, but he made two subs. One just before the goal, don't get me wrong. I went El Nussi, Klamala and Ajeti, bang, 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 three more together at 72 minutes before they even kicked the ball to kick off for the rest of the goal.
But see, even though when he scored, he did he put another sub on?
That's what I mean. I'd have had two on. I'd have just rattled the two of them on.
Which is, see, for me, people might, I will still say this, right? As much as Griffiths hasn't really been firing this season, right? I think we have said it previously, Jerry. Lee Griffiths, fully fit. It's all round. It's not all round. He's the best fencer in Scotland.
Aye.
Edward is the best, in my opinion, the best all round player.
Aye.
In Scotland, even Rangers players, he's the guy on. He's brilliant. The guy's just he's his class, and he's only going to go into better things than us. Yep. But when it comes to Griffiths, the guy's an absolutely full finisher. But I think he's going doing now, and I think even if somebody like if it was an Eddie Howe or something, are they going to come in and go right? He done this last year, so is he going to get fit for me? I think there's only one way for Griffiths now, and that's him gone.
I think whoever, if somebody does come in, they look at the boys that have done well this year, like say Tumbos and Soros and if Edward stays, they look at the team, the games when they've played well and what we've done well and build a team around that, i.e. we've got guys wide, we've played the Kamala game. In a bit of maybe the second half of the St. Mirren game, we've played at a high tempo where no team can live with us. And how we can do that at the fucking flick of a switch, I don't know. Then you go back to that last night. How can surely the old saying is the ball moves quicker than you will. I mean,
yeah.
Pass the ball. Aye, all right. Sometimes you've got to keep the ball. You've got to go sideways eventually, right? Because it stretches the game. You've got to try and do different things. But you look at that last night, even the tumble, we talked about that ball through. Edward kind of failed to tap it. There's a couple of times he looked up and he went to pass it and he kind of turned away and went somewhere else as if he wanted somebody to make that move.
There was no movement.
He's seen his face and he just, as if he's went, he's turned away and then he moves away. He's went back away and then you've got to try and fucking turn the ball again, you know what I mean? But that time, Ross County have got their seven or eight guys behind the ball. You're back to square one. Whereas if somebody made the move, then you're breaking lines and you're through. You're maybe no through and goal, but you're maybe only got one defender to beat. Or you've got a ball out wide, and then you get yourself in the box. Whereas last night, it was, as I say, Turnbull was, it was one pass, and he got that one through. It was for a bad touch for Edward, but I watched him every time he got the ball last night, Turnbull, and he just, as if he was like, oh, somebody show me something here. And that, maybe that was due to maybe just having the one guy up front. Maybe if Griffiths was on, or Rossetti, or Kamala even, you've got another body up there, you've got another pass, I mean.
I just think it's criminal that he's playing two men up front. You can see, how's he met Edward? Even if Turnbull picks him out, if Edward holds the ball up, there's nobody going there after him. He's not got a natural striker. It's all right saying Christie budges about and blah, 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 but he's not a natural striker. I just don't know why, even when we went one man down, you're like, right, only go there and put a sub on. And they left it, and they left it, and you're like, right, come on then, we need to try and win this game. And I agree with you about Turnbull, Jerry. He's always wanting to play the ball forward. He's always getting seized up. And as you, I don't know how many times that happened last night, you're like, no, I'll pass it back. And then Brown's passed it back to Ayer. Aye. Wide again, it's going in the middle. It's gone the way, as much as Rodgers was amazing for us, right? See, maybe the last few months, the last two or three weeks he has.
Aye.
Kind of, it was getting a bit boring, wasn't it? We were all kind of like, this is getting boring now. This is getting the same stuff. It's getting right to left, to centre, to back. Oh, wee boy at the top. And I think now it's just, things have got to change. My last bit going forward, mate, I just think it's just try and get as many points as we can in the season. We know the league's just about finished now. We've got to win the next two Rangers games just to give a bit more getting into next season. We cannot see, honestly, it's generally going to, people will say it won't, but see if they beat us at Celtic Park and they win the league, by the way, it'll break a lot of us. It'll break me, mate, because it's going to hurt us. I don't care what anybody says. That'll be a kick in the balls for us, and people can deny it. It's going to be because we were expecting, listen, that I think I say when we won five, tens are certainty here. And it's turned out to be an absolute car crash.
I've said that a couple of times, it's come back to haunt me. I said it shouldn't be 10 you're worrying about, it should be the 13, 14.
Aye.
You should be going and winning all these titles, but listen, it is what it is. And once we're out of misery, we'll talk to it. Well, if we beat them at Parkhead, then they win the next game, they win the league, right? Gives us six games. That'd be right, yeah? Six, seven games.
Aye.
Freshen up the whole team. Just bring in on the bench, Dumbellys, your Okoflex, the guys that are willing to sorrow, play him right through at the end of the season. Just basically tell Brown, that's you finished for the season. I mean, sit in the house for 6 weeks, you know what I mean?
I waited to bang, get a pint with your pal.
Aye. Just totally freshen up the team. Keep the same, I mean, I'm saying freshen up, try and maybe keep the same back five for that six games, barring any injuries. Just to see how, try a new system, try something different, just try and do better than what we've done, you know what I mean? Just something, even tweak, even just sticking, just going old-fashioned, four at the back, four in the midfield, two up front. Hopefully by that time you follow us back, maybe give him the six games. You should be wanting to get into the Scotland squad and all, wouldn't you? So I think that's the way forward. Once we're out of misery, which is hopefully in 3 weeks, no, 2 weeks, but just bring in young boys and see what they've got to offer, because it's right now that the so-called overgrade aren't they pulling the strings at all.
No, I totally agree, mate. It's got to be just continue end of the season, obviously try and just put a beer on together again and just try and improve, because we all know it's going to be a long summer. Hopefully we can get hold in it. Someone will be watching the qualifiers going on and on again, but
right.
It's just that Aye, it's just trying as a rebuilding job now. Just obviously inside the can, say the least finished till Rangers have got the horns on it, but
aye,
trying to plod away, mate. But again, mate, it's good to have your views and opinions, because I know we can't get to the pub and get a pint, and people can't go and talk. So it's good to get your opinions, mate. I appreciate you coming again, Jerry. That's us speaking the shout down for our podcast. We'll be back during the week for another podcast. Jerry, thanks for your time, mate, and I'll see you again, mate.
No worries.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.